sa isang mainit na debate tungkol sa pag-iwas sa pagbabayad ng buwis, napilitang bawiin ng liberal na senador Bill Hefferman ang sinabi niya sa kanyang kapwa senador bilang isang boofhead.
Senator Hefferman,
I was going to make a point about, I don't think this chamber should tolerate a parliament. No, I won't sit down. If you want to come outside, I'll come outside.
Say, order.
Hey,
order.
Boofhead, the bloody
order. Senator Hefferman. Senator Heffernan, you have the right to make a point of order, but your language was unparliamentary, and I ask you to withdraw. Order, Senator Heffernan, you're in your seat till I finish. You have a right to make a point of order. I've ruled that your presentation was unparliamentary, and I ask you to withdraw.
Tungkol naman sa isang pangyayari sa Estados Unidos, isang lalaki ang pumutol ng kanyang daliri habang naghihiwa ng melon na humarap sa bayad sa paggagamot ng mahigit sa 17,000 dolyar pagkatapos ng ilang tahi sa kanyang daliri.
There's no reason that a 2-inch cut should have a 5-figure bill. The knife was new, it slipped, this is definitely a flesh wound.
Ang mataas na singil sa paggagamot ay resulta ng isang away sa pagitan ng hospital at ng kumpanya ng siguro ni Ryan Edgerton. Sa Amerika pa din, nagkaroon ng isang naiibang protesta sa estado ng Texas nitong nakaraang taon na ginawa ng mga demonstrador laban sa paggamit ng baril. Nangako ang mga estudyante ng University of Texas na magdadala sila ng laruang baril sa kanilang campus upang magprotesta sa pagbabago ng patakaran na ipinataw ng universidad na pumapayag magdala ng nakatagong baril ang mga tao sa eskwelahan sa kondisyong ang mga ito ay may lisensya. Ang balak na protesta ay tinawag sa hashtag ng Twitter bilang Cox, not Glocks. At pagkatapos naman ng darating na araw ng bagong taon, ang mga residente ng Austin, Texas ay maaaring magdala ng baril ng hantaran. Ipinaliwanag ng nagbuo ng anti-gun rally Andrew Dobbs kung bakit sila nagpoprotesta.
We are in a scary time right now, and lots of scary things are happening. And some people want us to be more afraid. And some people want us to surround ourselves with the tools of violent threat to scare others. I choose to believe that fear is not the solution to the threat of our times. Yeah! We're going to march that way, we're going to go find them, and we're going to fart in their faces! Yeah! That's so good!
Sa mga sobrang nakakahiya, sa halip na nakakasirang listahan para sa taong 2015, dalawang social media accounts ng United States Military Command ang kinailangang sarahan. Sinasabing nasakop na sila ng mga hackers na pinaghihinalaang taga-suporta ng IS. Ang insidente ay nangyari habang nagbibigay ng isang talumpati si Pangulong Barack Obama tungkol sa cyber security.
This extraordinary hill connection creates enormous opportunities, but also creates enormous vulnerabilities for us as a nation and for our economy and for individual families.
Oops, balik sa Australia. At isang panawagan para sa paggamit ng guwantes upang maiwasang masugatan ang mga koalas pagkatapos na ang bushfire sa Adelaide Hills ay naging viral. Sinabi ng direktor sa Adelaide Koala and Wildlife Hospital, Ray Campbell, na lubos silang nagulat.
We did put out a call. We had thought maybe we'd get a couple of hundred. We had no anticipation whatsoever that we would get anything like the amount we have, because I really feel when today's mail is unpacked, it will be somewhere in the vicinity of 20,000.
Tungkol pa din sa guwantes at isang grupo sa kahabaan ng bansa na tumulong sa mga nakaligtas sa breast cancer sa pamamagitan ng pagtahi ng prosthetic breasts. Kinausap ng SBS si Merle na gumagamit ng dalawang knitted knockers.
And that they're so natural feeling. Like if I bump into someone, they don't know that it's not the real boob. Like before, you could always see the look in their eye like, well, that feels a bit strange. But no, these are just so natural feeling. And if you bump into someone or they don't know that it's not you, yeah, probably take them to the grave with me. I'll be well dressed.
Ang mga nag-aalaga naman ng kuhol sa Australia ay nagkaroon ng konting paglago ng negosyo nitong 2015 pagkatapos nilang malaman na lumaki ng husto ang popularidad ng kanilang produkto. Sinubukang ipaliwanag ng pinuno ng Bistro 32 sa Sydney, si Todd Lawrence, ang lasa ng kanilang gastropods.
Well, I think it's an acquired taste, without a doubt. It's probably, the person that's going to eat them is probably someone that's quite a little bit different, maybe. Has a good palate. I would say they're a little bit like an oyster. So the oyster of the earth.
Tinanong naman ang desisyon sa politika ni punong ministro Tony Abbott noong mga unang buwan ng taon, kasunod ng kanyang desisyong gawaran ng Australian knighthood ang asawa ni Reyna Elizabeth Pangalawa na si Prince Philip. Sinabi ng independenteng senador Nick Xenophon na ang desisyon ay hindi magbibigay ng pabor kay Ginoong Abbott.
This is a bit like giving Bill Gates an abacus. I don't know what he's going to do with it. When the Prime Minister made this announcement about a year ago, I thought it was wackily quaint and anachronistic, but now it's just become an acute embarrassment, just plainly ridiculous. I reckon the Prime Minister is pushing his luck with his backbenchers on this one.
Alam nating lahat kung paano ito natapos. At noong 2015, nagpaalam tayong lahat sa pangmundong kababalaghang musika na tinawag na Buena Vista Social Club. Sa edad na 84, ang nagtatag ng Omara Portuondo na kumakatawan sa tunog na Cubano.
Nunca será vieja. Nunca morirá.
It will never be old. It will never die. Because of the energy it produces, the melody, it has lots of sex appeal.